to my crib where I get on my bar. At SimpleSpot.com, check it out if you want. Back to steam blowing steam where I reign supreme. Webster's my friend.
Hello,
Simple
Phone Show.
What do you think of that crazy intro, Stacy?
I loved it. I loved it.
This guy named Dubstep Man made it. I forget who he is. He's somebody else. Like, it seems like that was somebody that Slacker knew.
Somebody new that we've never heard of.
Yep. And he had
my phone's ringing.
Oh, okay. Let's quit the show then.
Are you calling my landline?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, right.
I'm not. Pick it up. Say hello.
No, I'm not going to pick it up. It's probably a telemarketer. Nobody calls landlines anymore.
Wait, you have a landline?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm seriously curious. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm wondering why you have a landline.
Well, because I wanted to... Well, I don't like my kids using my cell phone because of their sticky, disgusting hands.
Yeah.
So they use it to call their dad. And also because I just want a fucking landline because I like phones.
Okay.
And, you know, just in case there's like an emergency or something.
How much do you pay per month?
I think like $5.
What? Really? Total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cheap.
It's because the phone company that I have provides my internet.
Oh,
so it's only $5 more for me to have a landline.
That's crazy cheap.
Yeah. Well, it's because I already have...
Well, yeah. Yeah, I know.
The internet. If
ESL.
I didn't have the internet, it would probably be $25 or something.
Yeah. I'm paying either $20 or $30 per year for a Magic Jack, which runs through the internet and goes straight into the router, so it's nice.
Yeah, I like having my landline phone because if my cell phone is not working, like if I forget to pay the bill... Or if I simply don't have the money because I'm poor, and then I can't get on my computer, it's like, well, at least I have a landline phone.
I see. I think they're a good idea to have around. Just
on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same with me. My kids talk to grandparents and parents and all that junk on it.
Yeah, because I don't want their sticky hands on my cell phone.
Yeah, well, my kids don't have sticky hands, but like, it's by the minute on cell phones, and it's not on home phones. But I wouldn't.
I have unlimited cell phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have unlimited talk, text, web.
That's crazy.
Everything for $53 a month.
You're living in the future.
So I am eating on the air. I don't give a shit.
That's kind of like how Spessa was near the end of her time on the phone show. She's like, "Sorry, I'm shooting up heroin on the air, but I just don't give a shit anymore."
Was she really?
Who knows? If you listen to those last few shows with her, it was pretty crazy.
Everyone's going to go back to all the old phone shows to see if they can hear her shooting up heroin.
I could hear crinkling aluminum foil in the background while she was talking.
Oh, you're going to have to explain that one to me.
Okay, I'm going to edit all this out. What am I doing?
So anyway,
okay, so we have...
Okay, I'm about to post this on Facebook that we're on the air.
Okay, I posted like 30 minutes ago, and I've been playing like horrible, horrible music ever since then. Just for fun, just waiting for you. So sorry, everyone.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, somebody had to go smell my fridge, and they still can't smell the smell in my fridge.
Isn't that a sign that you're having a stroke when you smell things that aren't there?
It's only in my fridge. And it's like, it gets in all of my food.
Huh.
All of it. So they sent a second guy, like a different guy, to come smell my fridge. He couldn't smell it either. But he had it all open, and I could smell it, like, all in the kitchen and the living room, and I was, like, gagging.
Do other people smell it, like your boyfriend or family or anything?
Yeah, my boyfriend smells it.
Oh. Maybe you should have him talk so they don't, so they know that you're not crazy.
No, he's not. He hasn't been over here for, like, 2 weeks.
Maybe he just says he smells it because he doesn't want to be a dick.
Well, he did tell me, like, he did smell it. And then a few weeks later, he hadn't been over here for a while. He was like, well, maybe you don't really have a bad smell. You just smell it like it's a little smell, but you're making it into a big smell. I'm like, God damn it, no.
Could be. I don't know.
No, nobody believes me, and I'm really pissed. Like, the next step would be for the manager to come down here and smell it. That's their next step.
Is that going to happen?
I don't know. We cleaned under the, what do you call it?
Dead animal stuck up in the fridge or
something. I don't
know.
We took stuff out, like, there's no food in it now. But we unscrewed all the panels and cleaned all under it and everything. And now my fridge is, my freezer is open, and I have a fan going on in the kitchen, so I'm going to try to get that damn smell out.
We should do a landlord call. Well, I don't know how that would be funny. Like, say the fridge smells really bad. You could say it smells really bad, so you took it apart, and now you can't get it back together.
Yeah, we should do that. Oh, but first, you know what we should do?
We should call that one tower's apartment and give a different apartment number and see if she gives you their info again.
No, we should call that guy that, remember you cut the hole in the 4x4 hole?
Oh, yeah.
And we told him it was a joke and he didn't believe us. should ask him now if Adele got in trouble. Does he believe us now?
Okay, yeah. We could just apologize for the prank call yesterday.
No, hell no. He was a dick. I'm not apologizing.
You can't blame him for being a little upset about that.
No, he didn't, like, understand that it was a joke.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should call back and be like, hey, this is Roy from Royco, and, I'm in another apartment now.
We're knocking out a wall.
Yesterday, when you told me I had to cease production, I realized I was going to lose some money on this. So I went door to door and tried to see if other people wanted holes. I found a handicapped lady that thinks it's really shitty that she has to go down the stairs.
In apartment 3E. Okay.
And then see if he realizes that it's a joke.
They're not going to believe it, but I'll do it.
And then if he doesn't believe you, be like, see, do you believe me now? Did you tear up Adele's carpet trying to find the hole?
Oh, no. What if that happened?
Figure out what happened.
Good afternoon, Cornerstone Properties. This is Audra.
Hello, this is Roy from Royco Construction.
You're kidding, right?
No, ma'am. I'm doing some work here in apartment 3E. We're knocking out the wall in the living room.
Yeah, you know what? This is such a... that you were such full of shit.
Ow, that hurts.
Well, you're bullshitting me. I know you're not in apartment 3E, and I know you're not putting holes in the wall, just like you really weren't cutting the floor in 1E yesterday. Who do you think I am? I'm not quite as dumb as you are.
Oh.
You trying to pull this on us twice, 2 days in a row?
That hurts.
What kind of idiot are you?
That hurts. Don't say mean things to me.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you should get a life, stop taking up space and oxygen on this earth, and actually get a purpose in life.
Okay.
We're with the radio program.
She sounded like she's amused, but she clearly hates me.
I wanted to know what happened. It sounds like they went to Adele's apartment. And they looked like a bunch of dumbasses, and Adele's like, what the hell are you talking about? My floor is fine. This is Roy from Royco. You gotta be kidding me.
You know, we should get people to send in apartment numbers. Apartments where people know that people are, like have illegal stuff in there, like marijuana or...
Oh, no, that's terrible.
No, like... And
you're
then
get people in trouble. They're gonna sue us.
That would be hilarious, though. We could put drug dealers out of business.
What do you have against drug dealers?
I don't know. They're just trying to make a living. I mean, it'd be funnier if it were meth houses, but I guess those are harder to come by for normal people.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel bad. It feels like I'm playing, like, judge and jury. They're going to get caught. Could be out of their own stupidity.
Okay, fine.
So we should call back the lady in the towers now.
You know, there's a pretty good chance we've gotten people in trouble for marijuana, though. Because it's such a common thing, and the last time we did this, like last year, you know, they were saying, well, I'm going to search every single apartment until I find out which one is missing all their copper pipes.
Yeah, but they didn't do that.
They could have.
They wouldn't search every single apartment.
They could. Like, that lady, the one that said she's going to do that, she sounded pretty serious about it, and she believed everything we said.
That's true.
So we may have gotten people kicked out of their homes for whatever reasons. Like, maybe not even drugs, just other crazy things. Maybe we saved lives.
Yeah, maybe somebody fell, and they couldn't get up. And because we made a prank call.
And they're like, thank God you came in. I was almost, like, they had a dog, and the dog had, like, eaten half of their body away. Mm-hmm. But we saved them before they bled to death.
Really? Exactly. You gotta, like, look at it that way, you know?
Yep. This one, have you got any more apartments that people have sent you?
Actually, I haven't. It's really weird. I logged into Facebook, and I have no new messages at all.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any either, so... Huh. I don't know. If anyone wants to submit more apartment calls for us to do, it's rbcp@phonelosers.org. You're making that noise again.
Yeah, be sure to include apartment numbers, like real apartment numbers. Like, don't tell us there's a 1024 when there's not.
Or 1224.
Thanks a lot to that asshole that did that.
Yeah. That'd be good. I think I, like, on the YouTube video I did last year or whatever, I asked people on there to send me apartment stuff, and I got a bunch that way. So if we put all these on YouTube again and I say that again, then we're going to get a bunch more.
Oh, that's good.
So this will just continue forever, like those freaking cardings.
Do you have any more cardings?
No, I put an end to those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was getting more calls from just like listeners of YouTube. They would call in and try and trick me constantly. Every day I'd get a new call from, and they all sounded like little kids. Or, you know, like junior high people.
Well, you probably would have done that when you were in junior high.
Yep, I'd probably do it now.
Yeah, you do it now to yourself.
Do you know who Petty Pranks is?
No, I don't.
Well, he actually called when this kid was like, you know, 11 or something. He was really young, and he called and did that. And I gave the number to him, and he called that guy, that kid, and talked to his dad, and acted like Roy was a big internet fraudster, and it was some kind of big scam, and... Like, the dad was really concerned, and then you could hear the kid in the background explaining what happened. He's like, I just saw this video, and I just thought it'd be funny to leave a message. And then I felt horrible throughout the entire thing, but then at the end, Petty Pranks let him know. He's like, well, actually, this is just a prank, and I'm going to put this on my channel. And, like, the dad, like, was just laughing, and the kid was like, oh, man, he got me. And it was really funny.
Well... Somebody just asked me where he can watch the show live.
watch it.
I'm going to put at RBCP's apartment.
Stare at your radio. Stare at your iTunes. Okay, so this one that sent me info, his name's Connor. I remember him. He ordered stickers from me.
Oh, awesome.
He's given me a ton of information. He says, I'm moving out of this apartment complex. And he gives me the apartment range, 1 through about 36. I know 3 is empty, so don't pick that one. But this is like a year ago, so it's probably filled by now. All units have 1 bedroom, 1 living room, a kitchen, a bathroom. All units look exactly the same. Sliding glass doors, 2 floors, upper deck. All have balconies. Old unit had tons of brown recluse spiders in it all the time, and aggressive hornets live in all the balconies. Garbage disposal backs up a lot. This is a college town. Lots of young people living there. Lots of weird people, hippies. Nobody ever stays that long. That's a good thing, so they won't know the tenants that good.
Well, didn't he say there's only like 30-something apartments?
Yeah, 1 through 36. He said there's a pool that just opened for the summer on Memorial Day, which, you know, last year.
Someone's giving me information.
Who?
Okay, so you want to try that one and say we're in apartment 3?
say the one apartment that he said not to say.
Yes.
Okay. Dark Stranger's messaging me, and she says she's asking you to stop pleasuring the mic.
Oh, it does it sound better now?
That sounds fine now. Yeah, it's just a little bit earlier. It was
okay.
Sounding like that again. Finish your goddamn chips, Rock.
I'm eating pistachios now. Fuck. Yo.
And damn it, Dark Stranger. Her name's Stacy. Who's this other person you're talking about?
What's that?
Okay, so what am I going to say about apartment 3?
I'm
out of ideas because the urinal thing finally worked. I could still do the tree, but I don't know if this place has trees.
No, I would say that the hornets came in, and
it's winter though. Are the hornets going to be out?
I don't know.
Brown.
I guess you could say that the. Hang on a second. I got food all over my computer. God damn it.
You're so disgusting.
I know. You open my computer and it's just like, ugh. Okay. Okay. So just say that they started, like, they have jobs now. They've started in like to build a little city, and it's got like a post office.
I don't think they're gonna believe that.
I didn't think that guy would believe that you built a 4x4 hole.
That's believable, though. Like, people are stupid. You ever notice, like, all the landlords, they just sound like they hate everything. Because they have to deal with so much bullshit like this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, last year when we were doing this, remember that lady was telling us, though, that's a no-no. She kept telling us no-no.
Yeah. They've done that to us before, not just yesterday.
Remember
you told that lady you put sand in the in the toilet, and she goes, no, you never put sand in the toilet. Only waste goes in the
Only
toilet.
Only people
she
waste.
Corrected herself. Human waste.
Yeah, they just must think, though, that, like, all... I mean, I understand why, because tenants do retarded things all the time. But... I'm sorry if that word offends you.
It doesn't, because you're retarded.
Well, I just was afraid you had a cousin that was retarded.
No, you could say that, like, starting before it got kind of cold, the hornets came in. You didn't really think it was a big deal at first. But now they act like they own the place.
I'm not... I'm going to say I put cement down the toilets.
Oh, you can say that you put cement over the hornet nest, too. And they're starting to come out. I don't know.
Okay.
We should do the toilet thing again. You're right.
No, I'll do both.
That worked out very well.
I'll do both.
Okay.
He gave an important detail. All the carpet colors are tan.
Oh.
No, it's good that people get random, you know, details like that. It's good.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Briarcrest?
It is.
Huh?
It is.
Oh, okay. I'm in one of the apartments here. We have a problem. In the bathroom is all plugged up. The drains, I mean.
Okay.
We poured a bunch
What's your name?
My name's Roy. We poured a bunch of cement in the toilet. It was just cement mix, so I didn't think it would matter.
It'll matter.
Yeah.
Well, which one are you in, Roy?
It was just the powder. I'm in apartment 3.
At Briarcrest?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make a big difference. Let me get a hold of my guys, and I'll get them over there. Okay?
Well, is that going to matter? That it, I mean, it was just the powder, it wasn't mixed up, that I dumped in the toilet.
Yeah, but once the powder hits water, it becomes cement.
But I didn't mix it up, I just flushed it.
I understand that, but that is, the activating agent is water, so...
I was trying
probably
to.
Is gonna be a problem.
I'm trying to cement over the area out on the balcony that has the hornet's nest. I was cementing around it, like building walls up, because they wouldn't go away. So that's all done.
Let me get a hold of my guys. And so, is it just your toilet?
No, I poured a bunch down the sink too, because the toilet stopped up. So I filled up the bathroom sink and then the kitchen sink. With just the powder, I didn't mix it up. Just the powder. I just put it down the drain. And I put a bunch down there, so I think maybe it went really far down the drain, because our next door neighbor says theirs is all stopped up too.
So you live with
number 3. Number 3.
Yeah, who do you live with, sir?
Can you shut your kids the fuck up? I can barely hear over them.
Well, you know what? I'm in a store somewhere, and I really don't appreciate your tone, but I'll get somebody over there and take care of that, okay?
So it's not your kids that are being the loud, noisy brats? Well, that wasn't very fun.
Well, you really pissed them off.
I'll call them right back and see if we got this answer. Be helping ready to kill
him. This guy, I asked this guy any other random details. He's like, nope.
Well, you've reached Greg. Guy with car wash, Briarcrest apartment, and Briarcrest.
God, his phone just sounds like that. Even his voicemail.
His phone has the kids in it.
That'd be funny if they were on the voicemail.
Well, you've reached Greg. Guy with car wash,
Alright.
Car wash?
Tire and car wash? Here, let's call it one more time.
Good evening, everybody.
He's ready to go evict those people out of 3.
Hello, you've reached Greg with Tire and Car Wash, Briarcrest Apartments, and Fireside Apartments. Please leave your name and your number at the sound of the tone and off.
Yeah, he owns another apartment.
Yeah.
Beautiful return here.
Sounds like it's just him, though, we've been off taking the calls.
You should have told him that there was no water, show, just poop.
I guess when you only do a week.
What?
A when he hour, said, you know, when it mixes with show, water, but there wasn't any water in there.
2 weeks without doing the show, technically.
It was just
guess,
poop.
Right?
Or just pee.
It's like just pee, yeah. Reason,
the activating agent is water.
For some reason, it feels like it's been forever since I last
I should have been, that's why I flushed paint down with it.
A lot of, in my life, a lot's gone on.
Oh, wow, that wasn't funny. Someone just, oh, good, he gave me the website. Or I guess the website, as he said. Here you go. Here's a phone number, apartment numbers 1 through 30. Any other random details we can use? No. Here's the website.
Thanks, the inn, for telling me I was still playing music in the background. I suck.
Yeah, you did that last time, too.
Yeah.
Oh, someone else sent me one.
At least nothing... Oh, no. That first lady we talked to. But it was still doing the intro music when we called her, I think, so... Should be alright. Oh, crap.
Well, she didn't.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think it played over her?
A little bit, yeah. It might have been Kesha Boots and Boys. I'm such a dummy.
Wow. I don't know. You should really turn that down, like, as you start talking. That way you don't forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like when I keep it on, like, it's not loud for the people that are listening, but it's really loud for us.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't hear it at all because it was muted for me.
Yeah. Well, like,
I guess.
Like that right there, that's not loud on the air, but I can't hear you over this.
Yeah.
So I have to
turn it really hard.
I have to turn it off. There, it's off now. It's actually off now.
Well, maybe we should, what I should do. Okay. We need someone to call in and just rewind on the stream and go back so that we can hear it. It'll be like going back in time.
What? So we can hear that lady's call?
Yeah. So we can make sure it's not messed up.
Yeah, and then we'll call her back and try and do it again. Yeah,
let's just do it over.
I'm reshingling your roof today. It'll be like the Mildred calls.
You know what you should do? If you call back, you should ask for the manager.
Yeah, or they had all those weird titles there yesterday. Like he was the... Yeah, I forget what.
Did you see the website that I sent you?
Nope. I'll look right now.
Okay, look right now, because we have a lead. And then I have a second one under it.
Ooh.
The first, the website is for the 630 area code 1.
Okay, you want to do this?
Sure, I got a dog barking in the background too. It's awesome.
Makes it more realistic.
Yes.
Okay, so you want it then?
Yeah, the first one, the 630.
Okay, you ready?
I'll do that one first. Uh-huh.
Ah, darn it, hold on.
And then the 423 number, there's Candace or Savannah at that one. So.
Okay. Thank you for calling Reserve at Fox River. This is Sylvia. How may I help you?
Hi, Sylvia. We're just going to need a new refrigerator.
I'm sorry?
I said we're just going to need a new refrigerator.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Stacy. So there was like this really, really bad smell coming from the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I removed all the food and the smell was still there. I took out the panels. I cleaned it all out. The smell was still there. So I constructed inside, we took some cement. And we just, like, cemented the inside because I didn't know where the smell was coming from, but I knew it couldn't get through cement.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with the freezer, but we couldn't actually do the refrigerator because that's kind of a big project. So we just took all the leftover cement and it was so heavy. We had to get rid of it, so... I mean, we've got like a plumbing issue now too, but mostly we're just going to need a new refrigerator, please.
What's your apartment number, Stacy?
It's apartment number 23.
23?
Yes.
What building are you in?
It's just a unit 23. What do you mean, what building? It's the first one right off the road.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. I needed to know the exact apartment number and address so I can do a work order for you.
So, we just kind of need a new refrigerator. I mean, the plumbing...
I understand that, but without the proper address and apartment number, I can't put your work order in.
Well, I told you my apartment number, but is it going to be a problem? Because, I mean, the plumbing issue... We just like installed our own urinal because the we didn't know where to go to the bathroom. But we didn't... My husband is just a retard, okay? And he wanted this urinal so that he could go to the bathroom while we had these plumbing issues with the cement. And the pipes don't go anywhere.
Hold on one second, Stacey. Hold on one second.
Okay.
She's so confused. You're confusing her.
Good.
Too much.
She wasn't asking the right questions.
Tell her you took apart the compressor and the Freon exploded everywhere.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, if you want.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, and it got all over your dishes, so she's going to need to buy you new dishes. Be like, I looked it up on the internet, and it says it's toxic. I can't use these dishes.
I got the address.
Hi, thank you for holding. This is Katie. How can I help you?
Hey, Katie. I'm in unit number 23. The address, I guess she was confused on the address. It's 1222 Marketplace Drive.
Uh-huh. What, you're 23? What building are you in?
It's near the office.
Is it 1223? What's your name?
Oh, my name's Stacy, but we just need a new refrigerator. Like, we're not even worried about the plumbing issues right now.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what apartment you're in, though.
Well, I'm in the one right, the building right across the park.
And what's your last name?
Well, my last name is Stack, but, I mean, I don't think that's going to be on there because I'm kind of like...
Who's the leaseholder?
I just know him as John. I don't know what his last name is. He told me to watch his apartment. My husband and I moved in. Not moved in, but we, like, were... staying over the weekend, and I don't know how John didn't notice that his refrigerator was kind of smelly, and we took apart the compressor because we thought that's where it was coming from, and the Freon just like exploded.
Okay.
So we tried to like cement everything inside because we knew the smell couldn't get through cement. So it was like the most logical thing to do.
Okay, what apartment are you in then, ma'am? Because this is not making any sense.
I'm in 1223. I don't know how it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean?
To John, because there's nobody by the name of John from 1223.
Well, maybe he gave me the wrong name.
Why would he give you a name? Why would you stay in somebody's apartment that you don't know?
Because I'm taking care of his apartment while he's gone.
Okay, can you come over to the office?
I'm kind of afraid to now, the way you're talking to me.
I don't know who you are, you know, and...
I mean, seriously, I mean, all you have to do is... get me a new refrigerator. I don't see why you have
well,
to be such a bitch.
I tell you what, you call John and tell John he needs to call me because I can't deal with you if you're not a leaseholder. I can only deal with a leaseholder.
Okay, so if I have a hazard going on here, you're not allowed to deal with it unless the owner
because,
calls
yeah,
you.
Because you're not an authorized person to be on the lease. You're not an authorized person for the apartment.
Okay, but he's not here right now. Like, I can't get a hold of him right now. All the food's going to spoil, and you're going to have to pay for it.
I won't have to pay for it. Just go ahead and have John give me a call. That'd be great.
No, what if there's a hazard or something going
on here?
Okay,
thank you. Have John give me a call.
What if somebody dies?
She'd be like, I think I'm dying.
Hello?
Oh, she's gone.
Lady?
She's gone.
It's still open.
Oh, I heard her hang up. Maybe she'll pick up. Oh, no, she's gone now.
Um. So if somebody's dying, you can't help because the lease owner is not there?
We should start being vague about our apartment numbers again, like we used to, because I don't know. Because then they get all frustrated trying to figure out who it is.
That's true.
I don't know.
I wonder if we could find, what's their names? The people from yesterday, the in the towers.
What do you mean? Find their actual info?
Yeah, find their actual number and see if anything came of that. Like,
we could just call the landlord and ask them.
That's true.
She's really into giving out personal info.
She's like, I know your name. I know your name, Erica.
We really pissed off people yesterday. That was great.
What I'd like to do, though, is like follow up with the people that actually live in these apartments. Like, I want to know if Adele actually had someone come over and look under her rug.
Yeah, we didn't get her last name. I wish there was an easy way to do that. I know White Pages has like a reverse directory, and that would probably work on the Adele apartment because that's a small place. But on a big place with towers, that might be hard to find them. Mm. The White Pages isn't always completely accurate. Maybe I could try and look it up like this evening or something, and we could next time we do this. Maybe. I don't know. It'd be nice to call them right now, though. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be like, so, Erica, sorry we called and, you know, she gave out your info.
That lady was so bad about it. The tower lady.
Yeah, that was really crazy.
I know your name is this, and you moved in on this date, and you could have asked for her phone number. She would have just given it to you.
Yeah, she would have. I almost did. I was so close, but then I was like, no. No. So. Yeah, so what do you want to do?
I don't know. Let's just quit. Oh, by the way, if anyone wants to listen to yesterday's show, it's on. I posted it on phonelosers.org, so it's on the podcast feed and everything. But if you go to the website, you'll see both of the shows that we've done lately.
Yeah, because this one's obviously not working out as well.
Oh, come on. Both of our shows had slow starts and then it picked up like halfway through, which is where we are, so it needs to start picking up right now.
Well, let's get this other one.
Okay. 4-2-3?
Yeah.
You want to
do this one?
Well, you could try the same thing again.
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
That was a good one. It's just like she didn't get mad. The first lady didn't care, and the second lady just didn't get mad.
Well, I think I'm going to start off a little slower this time.
It was just too much for her to process.
Yeah. That was kind of funny, though.
Janine, thank you for calling Allendale Falls. This is Vivian. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Vivian. This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. You're so nice.
Thank you.
I don't get people talking to me like that usually. That's so sweet.
Do I?
I said usually people don't talk to me like that when I call them in about a complaint.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's not very nice of them.
Yeah, but you're awesome. I'm having a problem with my refrigerator, and I'm just wondering, we just kind of need a new one.
Okay, Stacy, what apartment are you in?
Do you think I can get a new refrigerator, or?
I don't know, hon. I'll have to get my maintenance supervisor to come up there and inspect your refrigerator to find out what's going on with it. And if it seems like something that we cannot repair, of course we'll get you a new one.
Okay, because I'm not sure if this really counts because, I mean, it's kind of my fault. There was like a smell coming from my refrigerator, and I figured the only way we could fix that is, like, because we removed all the panels, we removed all the food, and we cleaned everything out, and it was still there. So I just kind of cemented the inside of the freezer because I think that's where it was coming from. And I don't know if that's going to be a problem because the cement obviously is not going to let any smells out because it's cement. It's the only thing I think to do. But that didn't even work. The refrigerator still smells.
Okay, Stacey, what apartment are you in?
Well, I want to know that I'm not going to get in trouble before I give you my apartment.
Oh, honey, we're not going to beat you to death, I promise.
I don't want to pay for it.
I can't have the maintenance come up and take a look at your refrigerator unless they know which apartment they're going to. So I can't even tell you if you could possibly get a new refrigerator until we figure it out.
Okay, because there was, like, there's another issue, but I've been trying to, like, hide it from you guys up until this point. I can't take it with, let my husband explain to you what he did with the urinal.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Yes. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good.
Good. What can I help you with?
Oh, we were just having the problem with the urinal that I installed in the bedroom. But
okay, you installed a urinal in the bedroom or in the bathroom?
In the bedroom, next to the bed. Because it's too far of a walk.
You installed a urinal next to the bed. So what's going on? What's the issue?
Oh, well, the reason I did that is because we had all the leftover cement. We bought 200 pounds of it, and that was a little bit too much. So it was really heavy. We just dumped it into the toilet, and we didn't think it would stop up anything because we didn't mix it up beforehand. You know, it wasn't cement. It was just powder.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
But it seems to... It stopped up the toilet, and then when the toilet wouldn't work anymore, we just started dumping it in the kitchen sink and the bathroom sink.
Oh no!
But our next door neighbor says theirs is, their plumbing has stopped working this morning too.
I would imagine it had something to do with the cement.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Right, we don't know for sure. However, all of the plumbing in all of the buildings is intertwined, and so it's really a good thing that you called us to let us know this, so that way we can, you know, work on this before it really gets out of hand and we have a busted water main.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have the maintenance come up there and take a look. Whatever the issue is, I mean, we have to get it resolved immediately before there's any further damage. So if I could please get your apartment number.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Well, did she tell you about the compressor? Because we tried to take apart the compressor in the fridge?
No, she just mentioned that you all cemented the freezer.
Yeah, well, that was her. I wouldn't do something so dumb. But we took apart the compressor, and it blew Freon, that green stuff, I guess. That's Freon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it blew all over the kitchen. It got in the toaster and appliances and stuff. So we're going to need to have you guys replace all of those also.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to get Randy to come up there and take a look and see what's going on.
And our dishes.
The Freon, of course, is a major issue because that stuff is very poisonous.
Oh, it is? Okay, yeah. We're definitely going to need you to replace all of our dishes then, because the clean dishes were all in the sink, and they're part of a set, and you can't get that set anymore.
Okay, which apartment are you in?
Well, sorry, he gave the phone back to me. What was your name?
My name's Vivian, and I'm the
Vivian manager. Do you think we could speak to Candace, though? Because she's really the only one that knows anything about the apartments.
Sure. Hold on just one second, and I will let her speak with you, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully she'll be angrier, goddammit.
This is the tip that we got from the person that submitted this.
Who submitted this?
Kayla.
Kayla? Oh, okay. I'm not going to see who that is.
Please continue
but...
to hold. We'll be with you right
did
away.
Did you read what I posted?
Yeah.
I said word for word what she suggested.
How does she know anything about this place? Because she doesn't live there in Tennessee.
I don't know.
Thank you for calling. We'll be with you shortly.
I said that she is the only one who knows anything about the apartments.
Oh, I listened.
Why was she so nice?
No, I listened to the one yesterday about the hole in the floor, and it's really funny to listen to with the saw sound effect going off in the background.
Oh, we could hear it?
Yeah, it's on the recording, and it was on the air and everything. It's just you couldn't hear it, and the landlord couldn't hear it.
Oh, but, like, okay.
There was a power saw just constantly running over and over in the background.
Please continue. This is Candace.
Oh, hi, Candace. This is Stacy. I guess she wasn't really understanding what we were talking about.
Okay.
We were just wondering if there's going to be, like, a charge if we have to get a new refrigerator. Because I don't want anyone coming in here and looking at it if we're going to end up getting charges from it. I'd rather just buy, like, a mini fridge and just, you know.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. She was trying to explain to me. I really won't know until he can come in and look at the refrigerator. Because I'm not sure what apartment you're in. I'm not sure who I'm talking to. I'm drawing a blank.
I can't really hear you very well.
Are you
can
there?
You speak? Can you speak the fuck up?
Okay. Are you what apartment are you in? 'Cause I'm not sure who I'm talking with.
Well, I'm Stacy, but I don't want to tell you. I don't want to actually tell you the apartment number because I don't want to get in trouble. Like, if this is going to cause me trouble, we'd rather just kind of clean up everything that we've done first so that we don't get charged.
I mean, I won't know, but I mean, if it's affected your neighbor's plumbing, I have to get the guys up there because it's going to flood their apartment.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
It has to look because it can cause a major, major issue if it's not looked at. You're not going to be charged because I'm not really sure what happened, but I have to know what apartment you're in so that he can come look at this, because if this becomes a big problem, then we have, you know, if a pipe bursts or anything like that, then it's going to be a big problem for the individual below you because it's going to cause a flood for the entire building. And then you're really going to be in trouble.
Yeah, if it's going to be the entire building, then we may as well just not tell you who it is because it could be anyone in that building. Like, we don't want to get charged for it, you know? We could just let the cement run deeper into all the drain lines, and then you won't be able to trace it back to us anyway.
But, I mean, if this comes back, you've already called me and told me. So if this happens...
But you don't know my apartment number.
No, but I can research it. But I can't charge you for this. If I can't come look at it, I need to be able to...
Exactly. That's my point. Like, we already installed the urinal.
What is the concern with this? I mean, with me knowing and being able to come in and look at this, because it's just going to cause a greater problem. And then once they do figure out which apartment it originated from, then we're going to be in that thing, in that refrigerator.
But you won't.
But if the refrigerator is messed up, Stacy, then he has to come up there and look at that.
But you won't.
He's not going to charge you until he comes there and he can look and see what's going on.
Yeah, but you don't know, like, I'd rather just go to Walmart, buy a mini fridge, and keep my urinal. Because I think you guys are going to take the urinal away if you come in here and see it in the bedroom. And if I just don't give you any information, then, you know, you won't know who it was until we move out and you find, you know, in one of the rooms there's a urinal.
And if that happens in that case, then if we were to charge you for this and you move out and you wait until you move out, then it's going to go on your credit report. And
well, we never gave you the right information anyway. Like, it doesn't matter. It's under someone else's name. But, I mean, most of all, what I'm concerned about, my husband has prostate cancer, and it has also spread to his bladder. He has to go to the bathroom, like, all the time, so we just kind of installed a urinal near our bed. I'm more concerned, like, I'd rather just buy a mini fridge and not deal with this than get a new fridge, because I don't want y'all coming in here and taking away our urinal.
I mean, can you just let him come in, and I will not, if you will give me the apartment number, I will not charge anything at this point. I mean, he has to be able to come in, because it will get traced back, and it will be found to which apartment that this has happened in. And
well,
I can send my maintenance supervisor up there. He will not charge you or anything of that nature. He's not going to take the urinal away in your apartment. He just needs to be able to come up and assess that, because if your husband's as sick as he is, that Freon can make him even sicker, that it has leaked out. It's very dangerous. And
well,
I don't want your husband getting any sicker. So he needs to be able to come in there. And at this point, I will not charge anything at this point. I mean,
right, just at this point. But I mean, is it okay that we have a urinal in our bedroom? Because he just kind of, I didn't ask him to do it. He just kind of installed it one day with all the extra cement that we've had. And it, I don't even know, like, he's not a plumber. So
right.
I don't even think he knows where the urine is going. I think he just kind of stuck it, because we're on the first floor. He just kind of cut like a hole in the floor, and just it just goes down into there. So I mean, if that's okay with you, and you,
it's really not, because it can be a health hazard.
How is that a health hazard? Because it's just urine. Urine is sterile.
But it's a health hazard to anyone who could come in contact with it.
Well, you're not gonna come in contact with it because you're not over here. I mean, really, does your phone have any better volume on it? Because it's like you're really.
No, this is as loud as it gets. Let me place you on hold for just a moment and see what I can do. Okay?
No, please don't be on hold, because I've started to use the urinal too. Ever since the toilet won't flush anymore, I started using it too, and I don't even want you to take it away. Like, we're fine with just a hole in our floor that we pee in. I mean, I'm just gonna go get a mini fridge. Just don't even worry.
I need to know.
Don't even worry about it.
Because if this continues on, and this urinal is in there, it's eventually gonna get seen, because we do come in for pest control and things like that. So it's going
to
be...
Oh, no, we don't have any pests here. You don't have to come in for pest control.
We have to come in for pest control.
Well, we have a dog, and she would really hurt you if you came in here.
It's, even if the dog is there, I still have to be able to come into the apartment.
She would probably kill you.
Well, that's just a risk I have to take, but if...
Okay, if you really feel like taking a risk on your life just because there's a urinal in my bedroom,
it's
go
not
for
the
it.
It's the urinal, Stacey. It is the fact that I need to be able to get in this apartment and find out what the damage is to the refrigerator, if it's going to cause a problem. And if this urine is leaking, one of your res, if it's not installed properly and it's leaking underneath the apartment, I assure you that one of your neighbors is going to hear or smell this. And they're going to know it's there.
They haven't smelled it yet. It's been like 6 months.
On top of that, Stacey, when you move out, this is going to go on your credit report, or that whoever's apartment this is, it's going to go on their credit report.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
It's a problem because you've notified me of this, and you're not letting me in the apartment.
You're never going to find out. I'm just going to go to Walmart now, and I'm going to buy a mini fridge, and we're just going to keep the urinal because our credit's bad anyway. It doesn't matter. If you see like a fridge outside by the garbage area, just know that that's just make that go to scrap metal, because I really would hate for all these parts to be wasted.
Well, because if that happens, then if you put that out there, then it's going to be even more money. I can assure you, and there's going to be charges, and it can be traced to who it came to.
Okay, that's fine. If you can trace it to me, I'm just going to have to take that risk. Just like you took the risk, you're going to take the risk to have my dog kill you. I mean, that's fine. I'm just going to take the risk on the credit.
That's actually going to be considered a threat. So, and I will.
That's not a threat. I'm telling you what would happen if you actually entered my apartment. That's not a threat. I mean, I can't, like, my dog is not, like, you know, premeditating your murder. If you enter my apartment.
That's being considered a threat, and since you're not letting us in the apartment and you're not going to tell me what apartment you're in and there's the damages to the apartment and it doesn't seem to matter to you that this is going on your credit, so when my maintenance guys find the refrigerator out by the dumpster, they can trace it back to what apartment it was put
in. Okay. All right, then we won't do that.
And on top of that, if when pest control comes, and if I personally go with pest control, I will look in each apartment, and when I find this, then there's going to be an even bigger issue because you didn't even try and take the remote responsibility.
You're going to look at every single apartment for a urinal in the bedroom just because my husband has bladder cancer?
Our property. You have now damaged the property.
We didn't damage it. If anything, we added to it. Whoever moves in here next is going to have a urinal in their bedroom. How awesome is that?
No, that is not awesome to have
that is
a
awesome.
Urinal in the bedroom with cement going into the floor.
Well, the cement's not going into the floor. I mean, it's just like he just got a pipe and just like stuck it into the ground and like cut a hole in the ground and just stuck it in there. So, I mean.
It will eventually be found out, and since you're not releasing the phone number to me or the apartment number to me, then there's nothing I can do, and it's going to go on your credit since you didn't want to take the action to try and resolve this on your own.
Okay, that's fine. I've really got to go to Walmart and buy a mini fridge right now.
Okay.
I really.
Go buy a mini fridge, and I will document and make sure that it gets charged.
Awesome.
Okay.
Don't be such a bitch.
I'm not. And don't call me names. I'm trying to help you, but since you don't want your help.
No, you're not helping me at all. Goodbye.
There's nothing I can do.
You're being a bitch. Bye.
No. Goodbye.
Just hang up the damn phone.
I hate how quiet she was. It was really
hard. Oh, my God. It was terrible.
And it must be her phone because the other lady, she was quiet, but she wasn't that quiet.
Yeah, and that then she was echoing, too.
Oh, I didn't hear the echoing. That might have.
I wonder if she had us on speaker.
Could be, yeah. Like, oh, listen to this crazy lady.
I told her to speak the fuck up. She's like, okay. And it didn't change.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, I don't know.
I tried to turn it up whenever she was talking. My volume levels over here. I tried to, like, turn them up a bit.
She's really kind of, what's it called? Discriminating against people with handicaps.
I can't believe you said my dog's going to kill you. He's not premeditating your death, ma'am.
She said it was a threat. I'm like, how is that a threat? That's what's going to happen, literally. If you enter my apartment, that is what will happen. It's not like my dog is just sitting there, like, premeditating your murder. That's just what dogs do.
They kill people. Why not?
Oh, well. You're going to have to put that one on my YouTube.
Okay. All right. I'll send you. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of your YouTube.
Yes?
I hear that you uploaded a bunch of YouTube videos last night.
Oh, yes, I certainly did while I was doing other things. Somehow, I think somebody might have hacked into my account. But all of a sudden, all these YouTube videos popped up of the fun show.
Yep, like nine of them, I think.
Like nine of them, yeah, including the Captain Crunch interview.
And so, I'm willing to bet that the rest of them are going to show up later this week.
Oh, really? Did you talk to the hacker?
It's just a guess. I don't know. And I wish I could tell people your YouTube URL, but it's such a weird one that I don't even know. What is
it? It's OOMGHacks.net, all spelled out.
Is that O H E E M G E E D O T?
No, it's O M. It's O M G H A X D O T N E T.
Okay, if you're listening and you're on the Cacti Radio Facebook page, which still exists, I posted a link to one of the shows. So go to Cacti Radio Facebook, and you'll see one of Stacy's latest videos.
Something else that you can do is... Actually, it's not showing up yet when I put a fun show. Damn it.
What?
I can't get to it looking up the fun show. Did you put the fun show on... Or did the hacker put the fun show on all of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every single one says the fun show. Maybe it's just not in the index yet for the search.
Yeah, it better be, but, oh well.
Maybe it doesn't let you search for your own stuff. That'd be
no,
stupid.
I'm logged into my real account, so I don't know.
Someone named Dallas Corvino says, you guys should curse a lot. I'm listening to the show on my phone in a public place.
So. Oh, wow. What a bunch of jerks.
Oh, and I like what you typed earlier.
Let's just not say cuss words.
Yeah, let's talk about Jesus and stuff. Whoever submitted that one before, she said, my boyfriend lives in those apartments and a girl I work with. So that's how I know. We're all listening at work right now and laughing our asses off.
And then she also followed up. She said, wow, they took that very well. I meant to send a message saying that they had just got rid of a bunch of staff and Candace was the only one that they kept. You could have been like, they should have fired you along with the rest. But good job. I can see them doing random checks on all the apartments right now.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have to let us know.
Well, she can't see it, but I mean...
Yeah, but yeah. She knows people that live there, so she's going to have to let us know if everyone gets searched. That'll be hilarious to know that happens.
Yeah, maybe she can send her boyfriend in, or her friend, to ask about it.
Yeah. A bunch of people are going to get kicked out.
Yay!
For all whatever illegal activities they have going on in their apartments.
Jose Bravo is asking if he can call in.
Nah, fuck that.
No, fuck that, yeah. But he says, thank you for making my day, so...
Anyone else can call in except Jose Bravo.
Yeah, everyone else.
I'm just being a jerk. Jose's a good person. He's in the chat room all the time. I think I've been in a conference with him before.
Yeah, well, everybody go to the Cacti Radio Network Facebook, and there's a YouTube video just posted on there, and it will have, if you follow the rainbow, or the yellow brick road, you'll find more, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time do you have to quit?
I don't really have a time that I have to quit, it's just, I want to go get my nails done, so.
God.
Stupid. But I have to also take a shower, too.
Girl stuff.
So. What do you mean girl stuff? Guys will get their nails done, too.
Yeah.
All the damn time.
Not straight guys.
We should call a nail salon and ask, you know, you could be like, you guys aren't going to think I'm gay or anything, are you? And then just accuse them of thinking that you're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No?
No, yeah. We could do that.
Yeah?
But we have all these apartments left.
Oh. Okay. Whatever, we'll just keep doing the same thing. That's cool.
Yeah. People aren't going to get bored
with
that.
You want to do the next one?
Sure, yeah.
What are you going to do?
I have no idea. This one says, this is in West Virginia. It's from a guy named Johnny Williamson, and they said they evicted him for having too many people at my house. I had them there because their county has no power or water due to the freak land hurricane that just hit southern West Virginia. He is also supposed to be a Christian, LOL. really kicking me out, not really funny.
Hmm.
He has really bad grammar. It's hard to read. Like on the...
Yeah, we could try that. We could just be like, you're so not compassionate because... Yeah. We should tell them we've been squatting there since the hurricane.
On the Brent Westwood show? I don't know if you know what that is. It's brand new, but it's on Madhouse a lot.
Oh, okay.
They've been call... Or wait, maybe this was Carlito I'm thinking of. But anyway, they were calling up hotels and saying that they had, like, you know, trying to find out how much it would cost to have 35 people in the room.
Hmm.
You know, like, I don't know. Maybe we could subtly let them know that there is, you know, 30 people staying there.
Wait, in the apartment we're squatting in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a homeless camp.
We just want to let you guys know some of the blinds have fallen down. And we can't be in here squatting if, you know, people can see inside. So if you could just come fix that. And we don't want to give our apartment number. Can we just come in there and pick up some blinds and we'll fix it ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
We broke them when we got in a fist fight.
Man, I got all these people adding me, like, left and right. I wonder if this is the girl that she works with that, it's probably the girl that she works with that lives at those apartments. That would make sense.
Is Kayla the, well, never mind. I don't want to say her name along with her real name because I know.
Don't say her name along with her real name.
I got those edited out yesterday, by the way, like where we got that guy's name said on the air. I did editing again. That's why I listened to those pranks again last night, and they were... It was funny how mad they got. Okay. Richard Ease. Oh, this is just a landlord's name or something. Oh, wait, he doesn't say... It says his house. I think this might just be a house.
Oh.
So it's not an apartment. Hold on, let me Google this phone number real quick.
Yeah, let me Google that for you.
I'm going to Google it on Bing.
Do you like Bing?
No, I'm just kidding. There's this commercial. Have you seen it? Where you Google things on Bing? It's like a commercial for Bing, and it's like, Bing is the best way to Google things. You can Google this, and you can Google this.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that.
It's a College Humor video.
Yeah. No, I've seen, like, the real commercial.
Hmm.
Like, there's one that came out for Bing recently. And they're like, look at all the cool stuff you can do with Bing. And all they're doing is searching.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I should... If this one's a house, that would be the perfect type of place, as long as he owns multiple houses, to say that a tree fell.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's his actual house that he's living in right now.
I'm going to risk it.
Okay.
I'm going to gamble. Yeah, what if it's a roommate thing? He didn't really give me a lot of information. Stupid Johnny.
Just tell him a tree fell in your urinal.
And it broke the cement. Must be a home phone.
Interesting.
Okay. Okay, this next one. I know we mentioned it briefly yesterday, I think, but did we mention how karma got you back for all these calls?
Yeah, my apartment flooded when we were doing that 24-hour phone marathon last year. It was in the middle of flooding.
Yeah, it was like the laundry room or something.
So that's why I couldn't That's why I couldn't participate.
Was it because you sold all the copper pipes for rent money?
Yes.
What was it, your washer and dryer, or was it pipes in the wall? I think I remember your washer being involved.
It was my washer.
Ah, so it was the washer itself. It wasn't the actual plumbing in the building.
Yeah.
Was it their washer or your washer?
No, it was mine.
Oh, so did you have to pay for damages?
Not really.
Well, that's good.
I kind of just moved out.
Good job.
Like, my move-out date was 2 months later, and so I just moved out, and they never contacted me. They have my P.O. box, which is the same P.O. box, so...
Mm, yeah.
That I had then. They have that, so...
Okay, so this next one. I used to live at this place and had a huge flood, and they didn't do a thing. Ultimately, they tried to evict us, but we moved before they could and are currently suing them. It would be awesome if you guys could call them up and say there's a flood or mold or something, maybe the sand or cement prank as well. Say you are at Unit 402 or something, and complain about people having group sex beside your place. It's a sixplex.
Is this the one where, we're going to do the squatting thing?
Yeah, we
the
could.
The hurricane one?
Oh, no, this is different. This is a Canadian phone number. And I'm confused. Okay. He says it's a sixplex, but it's unit 402. So how's a sixplex have a unit 402? Maybe the apartments are just in groups of six.
Oh, we have a request, to do a prank call. Let's see. It's a prank call to a person.
Ugh.
But she's saying, pretend like you're the owner of Allendale Apartments or Allendale Falls and tell her you've had complaints of excessive loud sex from the downstairs neighbors.
Is this the same people from before?
Yeah, this is also the same person from before, but I don't think Amanda's listening, is she? I don't think so, but that's who she wants to do the prank on.
Well, let's see if it's a cell number, and if it's a cell number, if she's not home, I could say I'm in the apartment, and we found...
Okay. Yeah, just be like, are you, where are you right now?
Okay.
You know, ask where she is first.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do this.
Okay. Well, since you're not posting the number, I'm going to call this Canadian one. Take that, Stacy.
Oh, I posted it to the wrong one.
You dummy.
Hold on. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not posting it.
Wellington Court Apartments, Kathy speaking.
Oh, hello. We're having a little bit of a problem in our apartment with a flood.
Oh, and, whereabouts is that?
And, we're in the 40. Well, I don't know if we should say, because it's kind of our fault.
Okay, but if you've got a... Did you cause the flood, or...?
Yeah, well, we put a pool in the living room. A swimming pool. Like a 6-foot... Or a 4-foot pool, I mean. Like an outdoor above-ground pool. It just seemed funny at the time, but sprung a leak, and basically the entire thing popped up, and the entire 4 feet by 12.
Okay.
It's the entire thing emptied into the apartment. It's a couple inches deep throughout the entire place.
Okay, which apartment? Well,
is that the kind of thing that we're going to be charged for, or are you guys just going to take care of that for us?
I would imagine you would be charged for, yes, especially if it causes any damage below you.
Yeah. Well, it damaged a lot of our furniture. We were hoping you'd, pay to have that aired out, or if we need to replace it.
Damage that you do to your own items, you are responsible according to your lease. You're responsible for the damages to your own stuff. We're responsible for damages to ours, but you're supposed to have insurance to cover any damage that you've caused, because we're not, if it was a leaky pipe, that's a different story.
Well, the thing that caused the pool to kind of have the blowout it was the heater was next to it, and that kind of
melted. Well, if you put a pool in the living room beside a heater, you can't do that.
Well,
it's just common sense.
It was the heater's fault, basically, so it seems like that would be something that you would be responsible for.
If you put a pool in your living room where it doesn't belong.
Well, there's nothing that says the pools don't belong in the living room. It's just that the heater was too hot.
I think it's common sense that a pool would... Well, if you don't have a heater beside a plastic pool.
Yeah, so the heater shouldn't have been there, so it seems like...
The heater is on the wall. You know where the heater is. You would be responsible for...
The pool wasn't even that close to the heater. It, just over time, it melted through the heater.
Well, the pool doesn't belong in a living room anyway.
Yeah, says you. I don't appreciate your attitude. I'm just trying...
Well, thank you. If you have damaged something, then you will be responsible for it.
Well, you guys are going to have to fix this, because none of our electricity is working right now.
Well, like, where are you?
Well, I don't think I want to say now, because you're acting like we're going to have to pay for it.
Well, if you have done damage, then and you are responsible for the damage, if you look at the terms of your lease...
Yeah, I did, and it doesn't say anything about not having a pool in there.
You know what? It does say that if you cause damage, you know that a pool doesn't belong in a living room.
No, I didn't, and we didn't cause the damage. Your heater caused the damage.
My heater doesn't. My heaters have been on the wall for 40 years and didn't cause any damage.
Probably because they didn't have
pools. Heaters are there. People know that the heaters are there, and common sense dictates that a pool doesn't belong in a living room.
Well, maybe that should have been on the lease then, because we had no idea we shouldn't put a pool in the living room, because it's been there for months,
well,
and it hasn't been a problem at all.
Well, most people wouldn't put a pool in their living room, but, you know, I'm sorry, but if you've caused damage and it's created a problem within the building, you will be responsible for it.
Well, you're going to be responsible for replacing our wet furniture.
We can't be responsible for replacing your wet furniture. We weren't in the apartment. We didn't cause the damage.
But your heater did.
My heater didn't cause any damage. My heater is on the wall. If you put a pool in your living room and you melted the pool and it creates a problem and there is water damage that goes into my building, you are responsible for it, and that is in the terms of your lease.
It says nothing about the pool, about pools.
It says that you are responsible for damages caused by yourself.
And also the ceiling in the living room is kind of... warped a little bit, I think, from the evaporating water over the past few months. I don't think that
was
a water
pool. A pool is not meant to be in an apartment. It just doesn't make any common sense at all.
When we bought the pool, it didn't
even... If there is a problem with this, I need to know what apartment you are in so that we can take care of it.
The pool says indoor or outdoor use.
Well, that's... The pool, that's not us. You decide what you put in your unit. If you had a waterbed and it sprung a leak and it damaged another unit, then we would charge you for that as well.
Well, that's a scam.
And, you know, if you had an aquarium and it broke, you would be responsible for that as well. No matter where you've put it, that is your unit, you're in it. We didn't put the pool in there. You are responsible for your apartment.
That's a huge scam. You guys are scam artists, and you're just trying to get
How
money out of us.
How could we be scam? I'm a scam artist. Really?
Yeah, clearly you
are. You know what? Let me know where the problem is, or I can't deal with it.
I don't even want you in my apartment now. We're just going to clean up and move out, I think.
Whatever.
Okay. Aww.
Well, I should call her back and tell her to stop being a bitch to my husband.
Okay, here you go. I think her name might be Kathy. It says she's a drunk super. Oh, wait, no, George is.
Okay,
let me...
Oh, never mind. Okay, well, I'll ask for George.
Wellington Court Apartments. Kathy speaking.
Hey, Kathy, can I talk to George? Because you're being a real bitch to my husband.
You know what? I'm asking where the pool is.
Okay, where is George? Is he drunk?
No, George, I'm sorry. George does not drink. George is busy.
Busy drinking.
No, he doesn't drink.
How do you know?
Well, because I'm married to him.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're just going to move out. You guys are just not very accommodating.
And why is my phone number coming up with phonelosers.com? or .org.
Well, we're using a calling card.
Are you? Well, then tell me where the problem is so that we can deal with it. But we can't deal with it.
I mean,
if we don't know where it is.
Yeah, well, we're calling from our American cell phones, so we have to use a calling card. What is so bad about that?
Are you in my apartment building?
Yes.
Well, which apartment are you in?
I have goddamn water all over the place.
Well, that's because you chose to put a pool in your living room, which
is
not...
We've got a wet vac here. We've got a wet vac.
I'm just asking where you are so that we can deal with whatever we have to deal with.
She's
but if you destroy the apartment, according to the terms of your lease, you are responsible for the destruction.
Hang on. I can't hear what my husband is saying. Hold on.
I was saying she's a slumlord. We need to report her.
Oh, thank you. That's fine. Whatever you feel the need to do.
Yeah, we're going to report you for not cleaning up our apartment. We're going to get a wet vac. We're just going to, suck all the water out of our furniture. We're going to leave the water here and just move the fuck out. This is ridiculous. You and George, I can't take it. George needs to go to AA.
You know
He's
what? I don't know who you're talking. I don't know who you think you are or who you're talking to. You're leveling accusations that are unwarranted. Okay, I haven't got a clue who's calling, but really, honestly, take it up with my boss, okay? By all means, give her a call.
No, I really don't think that's necessary. I think we're just going
to
move
out. Well, I think it is necessary, and if you choose to move out, that's fine, but we will charge you, and we will find you, and you will get charged for any damages that you've caused.
Okay, you know what? Can I just get her number? Is it the same area code that you have?
She's gone.
Oh, wow.
Well, you angered her a little better than I did.
Yeah, because I got personal.
George is drinking again. I knew it.
How do you know? Because I'm married to him? Oh, God. Okay, so Amanda is currently at the apartment, and this should go great because the downstairs neighbor has really been complaining about them.
Okay, so I can't do what I said. Say we're in the apartment. What else?
Just say that you're just have the dot matrix printer in the background.
Oh yeah, I have that.
And say that you're printing out all the complaints.
We're printing out what?
All the complaints. And we're gonna bring it to her. And just start reading the complaints. Loud sex. Wow, you did what in your apartment? Oh my God, this is terrible. What is it? What is it? Hang on. Let me make sure it prints off. Oh my God. Just act horrified. You might even have to put her on hold because you're so horrified.
Are these the same people that sent us the other one?
Yeah, the one that was really long that I was on.
The ones that are listening from work?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Wait, I'm just quiet because my dog won't shut the fuck up.
Okay, let me see if you posted me the number yet. Oh, okay. Here it is. I think I see it. Yeah, another Tennessee. Okay. Allendale Falls. Is that the same complex we called before?
Yeah, that's the one that we just called.
Okay.
And we...
Enjoy this Verizon ring back door. Oh,
yay.
Yay!
Rockin'. I'm so glad this is off the radio now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
So we have to listen to that again.
Thanks a lot for this stupid number.
Please enjoy the Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Just kidding. Thank you.
Do-do-do-do-do! Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Amanda?
Yes.
Oh, this is Roy from the office at the apartments, Allendale.
Oh, yes.
Hi. We had some complaints here about your unit there.
Mm-hmm.
Noise complaints. And,
smell. The dog?
Well, just other noises, you know, and then also the marijuana smell.
Okay.
And we're going to have to ask you to stop
smoking
marijuana.
Would you like to speak to Dale? Crap.
Well, no, I can talk to you. If you could tell him to stop smoking marijuana inside the apartment.
Okay.
Because there's so much marijuana smoke coming under the doors and it gets through the walls, I guess.
Okay.
And there's like a list of complaints. I'm printing them out right now. It says loud sex noises late at night, lasting until 4 in the morning.
Okay.
That's from another tenant on the other side.
Okay.
And is there any way you could maybe be quieter?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think we were very loud.
Oh, the walls are really thin.
Okay.
Like maybe use duct tape or something.
Maybe use a what?
You know, duct tape over your mouth.
Okay.
So you won't hear your filthy words coming through the walls late at night.
Okay.
And also the people, you're in the upstairs unit, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause the downstairs people are saying that there's a lot of, water dripping down from your place.
Water?
Yeah. From right around where your bathroom would be.
Okay.
And someone told us that you had installed a urinal in the bedroom. Like you'd installed a urinal and just put... Oh, she's gone.
Wow.
I'll try her. She wasn't getting upset or denying anything.
Well, you know, when she said the noises were the dog, it was like she having sex with the dog.
Okay.
Because it's sex noises.
Yeah. Should I just leave a message?
Oh my god, make it stop.
Your call has...
No, I'm going to play it one more time.
No!
I'll leave her a message, I guess.
No, please. Back zone while your party is reached. Why does it say phonelosers.com on my caller ID?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
She hit the button.
4, 2, 3, 5.
No.
7.
I okay.
Is not available.
It didn't go out on
the mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Okay, one more time then.
We need to hack her mailbox and erase all the
messages. Please enjoy this Verizon ring back tone while your party is reached. Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Oh, well. Yeah, I really would like to say the thing about the sex with the dog now that you bring it up.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the first thing she's like, is it the dog? Well, unless you're having sex with the dog, no.
I should have been reading your messages.
Yep, you should have.
Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Well.
Damn it.
There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. Damn it. Oh, well.
Okay.
Let's see if I can remember.
Didn't we do it? Wait, we did one for this guy yesterday. His name is I Like Haters. Didn't we do that yesterday?
I don't know.
Let me scroll.
What was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he sent this to me twice. So I'm glad I noticed that. Hold on, let me check. Oh, that's the one where the guy just kind of laughed and he didn't. He knew I was just messing with him.
Oh.
Okay, so let me delete that one. I've only got like 3 left, I think. What's something just completely horrible that a renter would do to their apartment?
I mean, installing a urinal is pretty bad.
We could say... I was going to say if there's attic space, we could say we built a staircase up into the attic so we could use that room too. But I don't know. Apartments usually have really low roofs.
Hang on. Sorry, I'm typing. Okay. Damn it. I wish I could remember what I was going to say, because it was actually kind of funny.
I bet.
But, yeah, she says that Drew really does smoke pot, so they're probably freaking out right now.
She didn't even care about that.
Well, she was like, oh, yeah, they're right.
Okay, I'm trying to find a picture of these apartment buildings, because I really want to do that attic thing now.
Okay, I'll mute because my dog won't shut up. Or do you like it?
Oh yeah, I really love it. I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, does it sound more authentic?
No, it's good when you're doing a call. It's just, Okay. Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Okay, I'll leave it then.
There's a lot of apartments called the same apartment. I mean, called the same name. Yeah, these have high enough roofs. Roofs. How do you say roofs? Roofs.
Roofs.
It's not.
Roofs. Roofs.
Okay. I'm really dumb. Okay, I'm going to call them.
Okay.
This one is submitted by Richard Widner. And he says, he gives me all the apartment ranges, and he says they have rat problems, and also their trash area is too far to walk to. He's saying that because of our last pranks.
Oh.
And stupid Skype is not letting me dial this number. Arg. Come on. Okay, there it goes. I had a space before the number. Here's another one. They say their landlord's drunk most of the time.
We're sorry, but we cannot connect your call. Please try again.
Why?
Wow. I was going to say...
What?
I was going to say, we should just start telling people it's a calling card.
Yeah. Oh.
Because she really believed us.
Yeah. You know, I created a new Skype account, and I just haven't put any money on it yet. It says, like, the Skype name is Corporate Care or something like that. Or Corporate...
Oh, that's awesome!
Corporate Customer. Because, like, on certain landlines, especially people that use cable and independent phone companies, it actually shows phonelosers.org as caller ID. And that sucks.
Oh.
So I'm going to fool them all with my Corporate Customer caller ID. I mean, that'll be good for when we do Domino's pizzas and stuff. Weird. It's being weird. We have 70 listeners right now, by the way.
Wow! That's the most I've ever had, ever.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten more than 50 listeners at a time.
Yeah, you kind of...
Sorry, but we cannot connect your call.
Gosh darn it.
Most people would just listen to my podcast afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd see those have, 200, 300 downloaded or whatever. But that's pretty cool. It kind of sucks, though, because I have to go take a shower soon because I'm stinky.
What's that have to do with the... Oh, man.
Well, because I want to get my nails done, remember?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just found a cool site when I was looking for pictures of this apartment. It's called apartmentratings.com. And it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got all these specific complaints from all these different people. So, like, that would be a good way to... prank apartments next time. We just look at the...
Yeah. I have an account on there, and I complained about my apartments on there.
Yeah, see, you should know this stuff.
Because the roaches were just, like, insane. Like, I would put food down, and the roaches would be eating my food. Like, while I'm eating it. Like, I made a bowl of ramen noodles once, and I was eating it, and then I set it down because the bowl was too hot, and two roaches got into it.
That's just Texas.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Every single place I lived at in Texas had roaches.
Really?
I think.
I never had a problem with roaches before this. Ever.
Okay, hopefully this is the same place.
Hello? Okay.
This number they gave me is bad, so I'm trying to look it up myself.
Oh.
Now it's busy. Yeah, something picked up. That was weird. Aw. Okay, this other one, I said this is a drunk. It's actually the same one as the one before. And that one was submitted, like, this one actually has a name on it. It was submitted by Patrick G. So thanks, Patrick. This is the last one, because I can't get a hold of this one. Do you want to do it?
Sure, what is it?
There are shitty carpeted townhouses with multiple problems. Roaches, water leaking through floors to ceiling. So the thin walls, bats on the outside of outside shingles. Asians are a major problem there. That's what they say. Make sure to mention something about the Florida Gators. Everyone here is huge fans, and if you say something negative about the team, they flip out. That sounds like a stupid idea.
I think I'm just going to stick with the bats, because I read this thing that said that bats have the highest level of homosexuality than any other mammal or any other animal.
That's not mammals. Great.
So,
hey,
I read that somewhere.
If he or she gets an attitude with you, say, you sound like a fucking Gators fan. Just to test this claim that everyone loves Gators in Florida. This one is from Ambidex Jess.
Okay.
It came from Facebook, I think. I pasted you all the info that I just said. Arf.
I've had my freezer open this whole time. The fan on the kitchen.
Does it smell really bad?
Mm-hmm. I'm in my bedroom now.
Sorry, it is not necessary to dial a 1 or 0 when calling
what?
This number.
Will
you please hang up and try your...
Yeah, you did.
Well, no, it wouldn't. It doesn't matter at all. That's like a thing that you hear if you're calling from there locally and you put the 1 in there. But I didn't put it in there. Skype put it in there. But it doesn't matter. That's just... That's a weird message to get, especially after 4 rings. It's not my fault. I think it's just gonna do it again, though. So, do you have any more apartments to call?
I don't think so.
Damn it. That's really weird that we get that message. Okay, I'm going to try that previous apartment one more time so I can do the attic thing.
Okay.
That's my new...
I'm going to check and see if I have anything.
Okay. Oh yeah, I guess I could check my email.
Hello? Maybe we should just leave our phone number and have them call us back.
That didn't sound like an answering machine beep, though. That's...
Well, it's taking up the line.
Weird. Weird. Your guys' phone system sucks, just like your apartments, your goddamn apartments that we live in here. You're probably fucking Gators fans. Oh, wait, no, that's the other people.
Never mind.
But this is Florida, so it works still.
I think we're going to get one more from David.
Yay. You know, if you don't, like, if you're not ready to hang up yet, we could call up Tire and Lube and get a bunch of customer numbers and call customers.
No, I think I really kind of need to go because it's getting kind of late here and I haven't actually left my bed all day.
Yeah.
Except for the refrigerator, the freezer thing.
I haven't even put on pants today.
I do have pants on. I do.
Yeah. Not me. I did put on pants today, though. I had to run to 7-Eleven and get a soda, so I'd have enough energy to do this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any emails. Let's see what the latest... Uh-oh. Oh, shit. No, this isn't real. Oh, shit. This isn't good.
What? What happened?
Shit. Okay, I was looking in my... my email where I get notifications
Uh-oh.
From YouTube comments and
Uh-oh.
Okay, who was Cliff? Cliff was the hole in the floor guy, right?
Yeah.
What
happened?
Is it like we gave him okay. I don't even want to say this. Cliff says, "You dumb dicks. You called my landlord and gave my apartment number, and then the cops showed up. How are you going to give the address of the person who requested the prank? Oh, well, at least nobody was actually cutting a hole in the floor."
Oh, no!
So apparently Adele is related to the guy that submitted the prank.
Then why did he give us the apartment number, or did we make it up?
He suggested one to give, but then you gave a bottom apartment because you wanted to do the basement stairs thing.
Oh, no. So it was a complete accident?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He didn't say what his apartment number was.
Yeah, well, here, let me go back.
He never said what it was.
I feel like such an asshole now.
Oh, no. Well, he did say, LOL, at least nobody was hurt, right?
Okay. He's a YouTube watcher. You know, watches phone lizards from YouTube.
Okay, where is the comment?
It's on the one of the I think the latest video on Phone Losers, YouTube/Phone Losers of America, at the secret door, in the floor prank, from the motel.
Okay.
Okay, he says if you do have to, Audra. Wait, was it Audra?
Audra. It was Adele.
Oh, okay, Adele. Okay, Audra's the landlady. That's who we talked to, I think.
Yeah.
He said a good choice would be 3E, but then he gave us example numbers as 1E, 1W, 2E, 2W, and, you know, you used one of those, 1E or 1W.
Yeah, I did. Wow, Cliff, we're really, really sorry.
I'm sending Cliff a t-shirt or something. I'm sending him something for free.
I should find something for him, too, because, I mean, that's just,
we're causing...
I don't even know, because, like... I'll tell you something even weirder that's happened to me.
I don't feel bad, Cliff. I think this is hilarious.
I feel terrible.
No, I do too.
Because the cops showed up.
Cliff, if you had a grow house or something, we're sorry.
I guess we know now what happened. Remember we were wishing that we could call Adele?
Oh, yeah. Oh? Yeah, Cliff can give us... Well, I guess we got details.
Yeah, I guess now we know what happened. I guess the cops really did show up. Oh, God. Wow. Do you have Cliff's phone number? Maybe we can apologize to him?
No.
Person?
No.
Not in person. That would be scary.
Yeah, I'll send him a comment on YouTube and tell him sorry.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'm going to give him. Maybe I'll give him...
$50.
I think I got some stuff from DEF CON I can give him.
Yeah, well, I've got t-shirts left. Hopefully he's fat.
Yeah, I hope he's
that's
that.
All they have.
Do you want to do one more? He gave me, this guy gave me one more. I don't know if he's actually lived there.
Okay.
But he says, this place looks like a dump and it's for sale.
Okay, paste it.
So that's all the information I have here.
God. I'm gonna look at the link real quick. Apartments.com. It doesn't look like a dump. It's a nice brick building. It looks very modern. Maybe this is years ago that these pictures were taken. Man, this place is nicer than where I live.
Why is my dog still barking?
Because it's hilarious.
Okay. I'm going to shake some food around.
That'll teach him. Oh, okay. All right, are you going to take this one?
Sure.
Are we going to do this again tomorrow and call more apartments from apartments.com or whatever site that was?
Tomorrow? Thank you for calling. For quality of service,
wow,
call
me. Wow,
that's work tomorrow.
Thank you for calling Fenimore Court Apartments. Pardon me?
Hi. Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. Somebody's cutting a tree down in front of my apartment right now.
Oh, that's
my
good.
My dog is going crazy right now.
Okay, could I get your name, please?
Yeah, this is Stacy. Oh, God. Did you guys...
Your last
you guys,
name, please, Stacy?
It's Stack. Did you guys have someone... do you guys have someone come down here and cut a tree?
Ma'am, I'm not sure. You've reached the after-hours answering service. I'm going to need to get information to the on-call in order to find this information out. Could
you're
I get your last name, please, Stacy?
You're not even at the property
The on-call
right
is... We're an answering service. The on-call is. Could I get your last name, please?
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, if your job is to be an on-call service, how can you have the shittiest phone in the universe? Because, like, you're echoing at us. We can't hear you. It sounds like you're calling from Iraq or something. It sounds like you're in Iraq. What is wrong with your phone?
Actually, I'm not, but...
Do you have Metro PCS?
Nothing's wrong with my phone, sir.
Your phone
Are
is a piece of garbage.
Are you in India right now? Because you sound Indian to me.
I sound Indian?
Yes.
Are you talking Indian from India, or are you talking Native American? If you're talking Native American, yes, I am. Thank you.
You sound like you're in another country.
Your last name or an address? So I can please call this out to Dimitri, the on-call who is on site, please.
What brand of phone? What kind of phone do you have? It's garbage, whatever it is, but tell me what it is.
Are we calling in an emergency for Fenimore Court Apartments? If not, I'm going to terminate this call. Is there an emergency you'd like to report?
Why don't you just hang up the fucking phone?
Are you using one of those old Nokias from the 90s?
Just hang up the phone.
Yeah, we'll have to call earlier on another day.
Empty threats mean nothing to me.
I saved it in my list, so we'll definitely get back to that one.
Okay.
Who was that from?
That was from some guy named David.
Okay, from David. I'll remember that for when we call it someday.
I'm sorry, Cliff. I'm really, really sorry. I just gave out a random apartment number. One of the apartment numbers you listed.
We're such dicks.
Wow. We're dumb dicks.
So I guess it's the end. We're done. We did this a long time. We, like every single day we do this longer and longer. Like
Yeah, I think I'm done for a few days. I have to work the next 2 days.
Yeah, and I should be working right now. So, yeah, I need to catch up on stuff.
How many listeners do we have?
Currently, 62. It went down after I talked about how many listeners we had. They didn't like being talked about. They're like, fuck this shit, I'm hanging up.
Well, hanging up.
Hanging up their iTunes or their VLC players.
Hanging up their
players.
iTunes. Great.
Closing down the website.
Yeah, we're just going to shut down everything at Cacti Radio right now, so... Oh, we're not at Cacti Radio. That's already been shut down.
Yeah, fuck that place. Those guys were assholes.
We're going to shut down everything at the Phone Losers headquarters.
That's right.
Yes. So, are you playing the sad music?
Yeah, it's in the background.
I can't hear it.
It's really loud, so I turned it off for us. But the listeners can hear it, I swear.
Okay, well...
If you're unhappy with, us not angering people good enough today, go listen to the show from yesterday, which is on phonelosers.org.
Yeah. Well, today I learned that if you have an emergency and there's Freon exploding everywhere and the person that signed the lease is not in the building, they cannot help you.
Yeah.
You're just going to die.
Who cares about all the radioactivity happening and stuff?
And also, if you tell someone something that an animal is going to do, that's considered a threat.
Yeah.
Because dogs can premeditate murder right now.
That's right.
That's right.
The Inn's telling us to call Mildred Monday. It's Mildred Monday in Tennessee. Do you want to give that a try right before we end everything?
Oh, God, we already started the music.
We'll just play the prank call over the music.
Okay.
I don't know what we'll say.
I'm going to re-shingle her roof.
Okay, I'll do the roof thing. How are there so many Mildred Mondays? Because the one that you guys found was in Indiana.
Yeah, and she sounded the same. It was like zombie Mildred. I hope it's a landline.
Thanks a lot, The Inn, giving us a number that doesn't pick up. Ah, that Mildred has a fax. It's a more modern Mildred.
Mildred, that's now in the 80s and 90s instead of the 40s.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. It was fun again.
Wait. You didn't say what you learned.
I didn't learn a lot today. I mean, I don't know. Nobody really gave us anything.
Did you learn that Candace can be a real bitch sometimes?
Yes, thank you. I thought she was more of a cunt, but I guess she was a bitch too.
Did you learn anything about urinals?
Shit, we called that lady back too. Cliff's landlord. Today.
Oh no.
I wonder if Cliff is like, oh yeah, I submitted your number to a prank website. Sorry. That's what I've learned. Like, you shouldn't give us your numbers to your apartments that you live in. Because I was screwing up all day yesterday. I was giving out people's names and their apartment names.
You definitely should not give us the phone number of an apartment you live in.
Yeah. If you'd like to submit a number for us to call, like on the next show, don't! Don't do it!
If you're going to do it for a place that you haven't lived at for at least 5 years.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.